Radio 3 is on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock and this is David Cornett with a summary of the news. One of British television's most popular broadcasters and political interviewers, Sir David Frost, has died of a heart attack. He was 74 and died last night on the Queen Elizabeth cruise ship where he was due to give a speech. In the 1960s, Sir David presented That Was the Week That Was, which satirised the British establishment and politicians for the first time on television, and the current affairs show, The Frost Programme. Later, The David Frost Show was launched in the United States, and it was there he achieved one of journalism's biggest ever exclusives, a series of interviews with the former American President Richard Nixon, in which Richard Nixon apologised for the Watergate scandal. Sir David Frost returned to British television, interviewing prime ministers and world leaders for many years. David Cameron paid tribute, describing him as a fearsome interviewer who made a huge impact on television and politics. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has said that if the US Congress backs President Obama in launching strikes against Syria, he doesn't believe MPs will be asked again to consider military intervention. Mr. Obama announced last night that he would ask politicians in Washington for their support. Mr. Hague said Parliament had spoken and it wasn't realistic for the government to return there every week with the same question. He also accused Labour of behaving opportunistically in Thursday's Commons vote and said there was serious concern in Europe and America about the opposition's position on Syria. The former South African president, Nelson Mandela, has been discharged from hospital in Pretoria, where he'd been treated for a recurring lung infection since June. The South African government said that his condition remained critical, but at times unstable, and that Mr. Mandela would receive the same level of intensive care at his home in Johannesburg. The Japanese authorities have warned that radiation levels around a leaking tank at the Fukushima nuclear plant are 18 times higher than originally thought. The plant's operator says readings taken near the leaking tank show that the radiation is enough to prove lethal within 4 hours of exposure. And the weather, it'll be a fine and dry afternoon, especially in the south, but there'll be occasional rain over Scotland and it'll be windy in northeastern areas. BBC News and Weather at 1:03. And time now for the early music show. Lucy Skeeping picks highlights from a festival which took place in Warsaw last November.
In today's programme, Mazovia goes baroque. Granted, that's probably not a phrase you hear very often, but each winter, this large area of central Poland plays host to a series of early music concerts under that title, and eminently suited it is, because it's steeped in history, sprinkled all about with castles, cathedrals and picturesque villages, remnants of the kingdoms and dukedoms that originally divided the region. At the centre, though, is the city of Warsaw, and it's here that the concerts we're here today were recorded at the Lutosławski Polish Radio Studio. We're dipping into four of the best for highlights from various ensembles. Vivaldi, Castaldi and Nicola Matthias are all on the menu, and towards the end we've even managed to squeeze in a couple of pieces which, although not exactly baroque, provide not-to-be-missed performances. Music from 14th century France by Guillaume de Machaut and a raunchy interpretation of a Bulgarian folk song played on the mandolin, which owes more than a little to rock, if not baroque. And it's with that instrument we kick off today's proceedings, with a mandolin sonata by Vivaldi. The two rather dashing players are both Israeli-born. Avi Avital, the first ever mandolin player to receive a Grammy nomination, is accompanied on the harpsichord by Shalev Ad-El. Vivaldi's Mandolin Sonata in C.
Thank you.
applause from the audience at the Polish Radio Studio in Warsaw for that performance of Vivaldi's Mandolin Sonata in C, a highlight from the concert given last November by Avi Avital on the mandolin and Shalev Ad-El on the harpsichord. And we'll be hearing more from Avi later in the programme. Our next music comes from another Italian composer, but about 100 years earlier. And if you thought Vivaldi had a pretty colourful life surrounded by all those young ladies at Venice's Ospedale, well, I'd say that Bellerofonte Castaldi, lutenist, guitarist, singer, poet, artist and adventurer, comes a close second. Born in Modena with a solid silver spoon dangling from his lips, Castaldi's large inheritance gave him the freedom to live the carefree life of a dilettante, which might just have been part of the problem. Dangerously outspoken and independent, he wrote political tracts and criticised the establishment and the church in bawdy and licentious writings, which resulted in regular bouts of imprisonment. But his star turn was to arrange the murder of his brother's assassin, after which he himself was shot in the left foot, giving him a permanent limp. But it's his song texts we're concerned with today. And better known in his time as a poet than a musician, he dedicated a poem to Monteverdi, in fact, Castaldi left us with two books of songs and instrumental pieces. Our performers this time are Ensemble Faenza, directed by lutenist Marco Horvat. Having studied Indian music in his native Madras and Bombay, he enrolled at the famous Scuola Cantorum of Basel, later forming the group, which has since gone on to much success. Here they are in a couple of songs by Castaldi. The first, for soprano, is very much in the new operatic declamatory style of the time, using echo effects, as the lover longs to be consoled. It's followed by a rousing duet in traditional strophic style, Felice e Contento. Happy and content, no more grief or pain. My heart sings all the time, now I have escaped from a cruel woman. First, though, Marco introduces them with a lute improvisation. Thank you.
Parole,
Two songs by Bellerofonte Castaldi from the first part of the 17th century, Ai chi fia che consoli and Felice e contento. Marco Horvat directed Ensemble Faenza. You're listening to the Early Music Show here on Radio 3 with me, Lucy Skeeping, and today we're dipping into highlights from the early music concert series held in central Poland each winter, known as Mazovia Goes Baroque. Mazovia is the area around Warsaw, where the Vistula River passes near the Polish capital. Geographically, in the very centre of Europe, it's always been an important area. And today, industrial and cultural life is teeming, drawing in people to its countless theatres, museums, festivals, exhibitions and concerts. All our music today was recorded at the Polish radio studio in Warsaw. And we move on now to an ensemble, Gli Incogniti, the Unknown, who take their name from a rather secretive Venetian society of intellectuals and artists formed in the early 1600s. One of the highlights of their concert was a set of pieces by one of the most celebrated multi-instrumentalists of his time, the Neapolitan composer Nicola Matais. Little is known about his early life, but thanks to that English commentator Charles Burney, we know that Matthias came to England around 1670, travelling through Germany on foot, Burney tells us, with his violin on his back, hidden under his coat tails. A few years later, John Evelyn takes up the story. I heard that stupendous violin signor Niccolò, who certainly never mortal man exceeded on that instrument. He had a stroke so sweet and made it speak like the voice of a man, and when he pleased, like a consort of several instruments. He was an excellent composer also, and played such ravishing things upon a ground as astonished us all. Perhaps what Evelyn was referring to there was the final piece in this next set, which involves all sorts of inventive violin playing over a repeated ground or bass pattern. Matthias certainly seems to have been astonishingly virtuosic, and possibly a bit arrogant too. No person must whisper while he played, wrote the diarist Roger North, who went on to explain that this was rather a tall order, since chatting during concerts had very much been the fashion at court at the time. So here are Gli Incogniti with six short pieces by Nicola Matthias, starting with a prelude. Six pieces by the early 18th century virtuoso violinist and composer Nicola Matthias, performed by Lee Incogniti, a highlight from their concert given at the Lutosławski Radio Studio in Warsaw. The works we've been hearing were given in the concert series entitled Mazovia Goes Baroque. But it's the exceptions that prove the rules, as they say, and the songs in this next set are unashamedly medieval. They're by the most important composer of the 14th century, Guillaume de Machaut. Quand je suis mis, when I return from seeing my lady, I haven't a care in the world. Dear God, how I love her so. Then comes Comment car moi lontaine, again a hymn of love from a devoted admirer. However far away you may be, you are close to me in my thoughts. And finally, in Dame votre douce bière, he praises her wise and sweet face. The singers are Marc Mouillon and Viva Bianca Luna Biffi.
Je suis mis au retour de voir madame, il n'est peine de douleur que j'aie par ma dieuse, c'est droué que je l'aime sans blâme de louer à la. Sa grande douceur d'amoureuse flamme, par souvenir nuit et jour, m'éprend et enflamme. Dieu, c'est doué que je l'aime sans blâme, de loué à sa haute valeur mon fin cœur entame servir la veille sans folie penser de diffame Dieu c'est doué que je l'aime sans blâme de louer à Comme lontaine, soyez dame d'honneur, si m'était prochaine par penser nuit et jour, car souvenir me mène, si caressant séjour, vos bientés souveraines, vos gracieux atours, vos manières certaines, et vos fraîches couleurs.
Sequence of songs by Machaut from medieval France, part of a concert given in Warsaw last winter. The singers Marc Mouillon and Viva Bianca Luna Biffi. Well, to finish the programme today, we return once more to the mandolin and Avi Avital, who we heard at the beginning of today's programme with a Vivaldi sonata. Everything you ever dreamt a mandolin could do is how his playing has been described, and it certainly applies here. The audience went mad for his concert, and they demanded an encore.
I'm going to play for you a little folk song. It's a tune from Bulgaria. I learned it from a Bulgarian accordion player. It's a piece that I like very much. It's called Bujimis. What's special about it is the very special rhythm it has. It's in 15/16. This is Bujimis. Thank you.
Bulgarian folk song arrangement played on the mandolin by Avi Avital at a concert given in Warsaw last November. Today's early music show was introduced by Lucy Skeeping and produced by Helen Garrison.
This summer, dip in to the BBC Proms. Featuring star soloists Joyce DiDonato and Nigel Kennedy, this year's Last Night of the Proms promises a diverse showcase of music. From rarely heard masterpieces and brand new work to Broadway and classical favourites. The BBC Proms, alive with music. Last Night of the Proms, Saturday night at 7:30, live on BBC Radio 3.
But now, here's another chance to hear the prom given by the Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra on their visit to London last week. It's presented by Sarah Moore Peach.
They almost didn't make it. The Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra, some of Europe's finest young talent, got stuck in a Eurostar tunnel just outside St Pancras earlier on today on their way from Amsterdam. That is the glamour of orchestral touring for you. But thankfully, they made it here to the Royal Albert Hall. And tonight at the Proms, they're playing a piece perfectly suited to this orchestra's youthful energy, Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony. Also on their programme, Ravel's G major piano concerto with a French pianist renowned for his interpretation of the music of Maurice Ravel, Jean-Yves Thibaudet. That applause is for the orchestra's leader tonight, Yulia Kopylova. Well, as a concert opener, they're going to play Wagner's Rienzi overture. They've actually just done two complete concert performances of Wagner's opera Rienzi in Salzburg. And tonight, the orchestra is conducted by Philippe Jordan.
Well, it's always great to do the Rienzi overture. It's a wonderful overture and a wonderful showpiece as well for an orchestra. But after having played the whole opera in concert version, everything makes more sense because they lived the whole story with the figures, with the singers, with the chorus, with the stage band and everything. Obviously, the overture is going much easier once you have played the whole opera.
Tonight's conductor, Philippe Jordan. He's music director of the Opéra National de Paris, and he's been with the Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra on four tours. This is his fourth. He's been with them all summer. Coming on stage now, Philippe Jordan to conduct the orchestra in Wagner's Rienzi overture.
Thank you.
Some of the finest young musicians in Europe, the Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra, with conductor Philippe Jordan bringing Wagner to the proms in his bicentenary year, beginning their prom concert tonight with the Rienzi Overture. They've just done the complete opera in concert performance twice at the Salzburg Festival at the beginning of this, their summer 20. 20-